Who is Kennewick Man? That's the question that's puzzled scientists for decades since the ancient bones were discovered on the banks of the Columbia River back in 1996. Local tribes believe that Kennewick Man is a Native American ancestor and should therefore be turned over to them for burial. But a federal court case nearly 20 years ago ruled that there's no evidence to connect the Kennewick Man to any existing tribes. Douglas Owsley agrees. He's an anthropologist with the Smithsonian Institute. His research on the skull shape of Kennewick Man suggested that he came from coastal Asia. But now all that might change. Kennewick Man's DNA has been analyzed, and preliminary results suggest he was, in fact, Native American. David Lape is a professor of University of Washington and also the curator of archaeology at the Burke Museum, where Kennewick Man's remains are being held. He explained to me this morning that these new findings have significant results for the controversial remains.
For the legal status, it could change the status of Kennewick Man under NAGPRA, the federal repatriation law. I think we'll have to see the full results published.
That means that's the repatriation of remains to Native Americans.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. So they were determined to be not Native American by the federal judge who oversaw the federal court case, which started many years ago. So this new evidence could change that. I think it would require action on the part of the Army Corps of Engineers who control the remains or the tribes who are involved.
So there's the kind of the political side, but what about the science side?
So the DNA results, from what I've heard, and I haven't seen the full research yet, it's not been published, say that Kennewick Man matches our standard understanding of contemporary Native Americans. So it's kind of complicated, but there's nothing in Kennewick Man's DNA to show he's anything but related to contemporary Native Americans. Previous studies have suggested that he's not related to them based on the shape mostly of his skull. So this is another body of evidence that contradicts that skull shape evidence.
Which one is determinative? I mean, you've got DNA evidence over here. You've got this guy, Doug Owsley at the Smithsonian, saying that the shape of Kennewick Man's skull and chemical analysis of his bone shows that he's not Native American. In science terms, which one trumps the other?
Well, I think DNA evidence, as used in ancient ancestry questions, is still relatively new. So I don't think anything trumps the other yet. Although I think the DNA side is really going to be a much more powerful method to understand ancestry than skull shape, which has lots of long-known problems linking people to their ancestors. Skulls change their shape pretty rapidly, we've learned. So basing relationships over thousands of years on skull shape has some problems. So I would in the future probably tend to trust the DNA and the chemical data more than the skull shape.
Here it's been 2 decades since Kennewick Man was discovered, those remains were discovered, and there's just been a center of a lot of controversy. Could you explain why this has been so controversial?
I think the Kennewick Man case is incredibly rich for a bunch of reasons. Questions of ethnicity and ancestry really are at the center of it, but there's also, it relates to this long history of conflict between archaeologists and physical anthropologists and Native American groups. It ties into kind of questions of science and religion. It, of course, relates to the NAGPRA law, the repatriation law, which was at the center of the court case. And I think it also relates to sort of the public role of science in our society and how we communicate scientific results. So all of this is kind of fuel for potential conflict, and Kennewick Man sort of has it all.
How close are we to a resolution, assuming that this DNA evidence holds up and it is determined that Kennewick Man was Native American? His skeleton currently is right here at the Burke Museum in Seattle. It would be sent to tribes that would bury it? Is that what would happen next?
Well, there's a lot of steps between now and that potential outcome. So I expect it would be probably a matter of years before we see any sort of change in the status and physical location of the bones. But that is one potential, that the tribes could gain control of the remains under the law, and then they may choose to rebury them.
Could be years. Could be 20 years, another 20 years.
could be. Who knows? I've never made predictions on time on this one. It just seems to go on and on.
Peter Lape is a professor at UW and curator of archaeology. You going to miss Kennewick Man if it gets taken away?
No. I think it's... It's been challenging for us because we're a neutral party at the center of a controversy. We've been very proactive working with tribes to make sure that they get back their remains and grave goods that they're legally obligated to. And this has been a frustrating one for us in that we don't have any control really over what happens to Kennewick Man.
Peter Lape, professor at the University of Washington and curator of archaeology at the Burke Museum.